The scripture reading today comes from John 16, verses 32 through 33. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered each to your own homes. You will leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. This is the word of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ.
Amen. Welcome to Church at Home, Sunday Worship live streaming. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us Sunday morning worship online. Even though live streaming service is not a perfect way of worship, we are exploring a new way of worshiping God and fellowshipping with one another. Even though we are physically isolated in our homes, yet we can be united in one spirit as we come together to worship God. Please join me in this prayer of illumination. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My friends in Christ, we are now living in very weird, anxious, and unprecedented times because our normal lives are disrupted completely due to ongoing coronavirus 19 pandemic. We are trying to adapt ourselves to the new reality, even though it is temporary, in order to sustain our lives. In my entire pastoral ministry years, nearly 30 years, I never called or emailed any church member to urge not to come to church worship service before. It just seemed surreal. As of yesterday, Saturday, I heard the news that in Italy, nearly 800 people died in one day, just one day. That means about 33 people died every hour. One person died every 2 minutes. It's just one of the many scary examples. The entire humanity is at war. We are fighting against the enemy that we cannot see. At this time, no vaccine or antiviral treatment for the COVID-19 that would be available until 12 or 18 months, they're talking about, according to the health authorities. Yes, we are living in a seriously frightening time of life and death. No wonder 6 feet social distancing is being enforced, because we need to stop the spread of the virus. Pretty much almost everything and everywhere is on a kind of a lockdown mode. No more touching or handshaking, no more hugging. This new social distancing reminds me of Ecclesiastes from the Old Testament 3:1. It says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." Then the whole list follows. Interestingly, verse 5, according to International Children's Bible, it says, "There is a time to hug and a time not to hug." Now, we are ordered to be isolated. We are to confine ourselves at home. The scariest part would be that we don't know how long we must endure this time. Nobody knows. This morning, I'd like to share with you Psalm 23 as a message of comfort, courage, and strength in the midst of isolation, fears, and anxieties. Even though we are living a disrupted, unusual, and even unpredictable days, we can be stronger than ever. Psalm 23 is one of the most famous Bible passages known to God's people, especially Jews and Christians and many others, and even to non-believers. At every funeral, memorial, or celebration of life service, this Psalm 23 is read, and people can find consolation, peace, and comfort. Remember, this Psalm 23 is not for the deceased, but for the people who are still sustaining, yet grieving. Somehow, I loved reading this Psalm 23 in New King James Version. Thanks to Sarah, the liturgist, for reading this Psalm 23 beautifully. Please join me in reading the first three verses together and carefully. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." And now, please pay attention to the verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. For your rod, your staff, they comfort me." Have you noticed that the pronouns from the first three verses now have been changed to something else in verse 4? From he to you. I believe this is a very important transition, especially when you are facing the time of doubt, trouble, and even death. Unlike the first three verses that show God's provision of peaceful green pastures and still waters in good times, the psalmist David assures his total trust in God even when walking through the valley of the shadow of death. God is not someone who is far away. God is not some kind of a magician who gives you all kind of amazing answers, things. God is not a vending machine who gives you all the expected answers for your prayer coin. God is not a God who dwells only in the sanctuary. God is not just someone else's nice and good God. God is your God, your God. God is with you right now. God is with you at your home now. God examines your heart. God listens to your prayers. God comforts you and strengthens you no matter what. God loves you so much that he gave you Christ Jesus. God is closer to you when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death in your life than ever. Why? David, the psalmist, boldly sings, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. What a powerful confession of faith. What an amazing affirmation of God's presence. This morning, let me briefly emphasize my three insights. Number one, be strong. Everyone, be strong. We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The word valley is important here. In order to go home or to your destination safely, you must go through all kinds of valleys in your life. The valleys of trials, the valleys of hardships, the valleys of hitting the bottom in your life. However, valley is temporary. Even though you have no idea how long or how rough the valley would be, it will be over and you will be home. Be strong, especially in times like this. You will make it through. You've got to be strong. This is the time for you to be more active. Even when you are staying home, if you like to be creative, you can turn your passive lifestyle into an active one. In Ephesians 6:10, Apostle Paul urges us, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Even though we are weak, God is strong. Number two, do not be afraid. The 16th century French philosopher Michel de Montaigne once said, quote, my life has been full of terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened, unquote. As long as we are alive, living in fears is a part of our life journey. All these fears we are experiencing in this life are indeed the shadow of death. It's not real death. It's just the shadow of death. What would be the most fearful thing can happen to the people here and around the world? What are we most afraid of in your life? What could be the worst thing that can happen to you? Ultimately, it's your own death. Whether it's the coronavirus 19, cancer, disaster, accident, or something else, when we face with death, in most cases, we experience fears of dying. But remember, these fears are merely the shadows of death. Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote in his book, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. I think this book is the best book on Psalm 23 that I have ever read. I highly recommend this book. He said, he wrote, philosophers may tell us that death is really a good thing, that living forever would be unbearable, and that knowing we are mortal forces us to concentrate on what we want our lives to be about. He continues, but despite their wise words, it is still a scary thing to know that we will one day die and leave behind those we love and those who love us. The valley of the shadow is a frightening, unsettling place but religion has something to offer us to make it less frightening. Unquote. Even though we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death or the shadow of anything, we will feel no evil because God is with us. God is the living God. So do not be afraid. Whatever it seems or appears to be frightening, it is just a shadow, not a real danger. God is your light, your peace, your comfort, and your strength. This morning's gospel is from John 16, when Jesus shares his farewell discourse with his disciples. Pay attention to the verse 32. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. Everyone is scattered and stays at home. Sounds familiar? In verse 33, Jesus assured us with his presence and this: in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Yes, even though in this world we are going through this valley of trouble, we are not be afraid of anything. Take heart, everyone, for Jesus is with you always and forever. Number three, be courageous. Even before the time of coronavirus 19 pandemic, we human beings have always been living with fears. Our Christian life we try to pursue is not a problem-free life or some kind of a perfect life without any worries or anxieties. Strugglings with fears, after all, are not always bad things. Experiencing fears means that you are still alive. That's a good thing. Yes, fears can sometimes help us to be awake and even to motivate us. That's why our human capacity to fear is a gift, according to Adam Hamilton. In his book, Unafraid, Living with Courage and Hope in Uncertain Times, he writes, "Living unafraid, then, is not to live without fear. It is to live without being controlled and consumed by fear," unquote. American writer Samuel Langhorne Clemens, also known as his pen name Mark Twain, once said, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of fear," unquote. So true. And courage comes from fearing no one or fearing absolutely nothing in the whole universe but God only. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." The Hebrew word fear, ira, can be translated into many English words. Of course, in many cases, the word means discipline, punishment. However, when you use the phrase fear of the Lord, the word fear means respect and reverence. Yes, it's your unwavering faith in God, and no matter what circumstances you go through, you let God be God, your God. It's your total reliance, obedience, and trust in God. In his book, Unafraid, the author Adam Hamilton quotes Sister Irene Noel, an Old Testament scholar. She said, quote, "The fear of the Lord is the awareness that God is God and I am not. I am glad that God is God and I am not," unquote. God, who is the creator of the universe and who created you and loves you unconditionally, got your back. So be bold. Be courageous. When Moses passed away, his successor, Joshua, took over the leadership of the entire Israelite. They were not there yet, even after a long journey of almost how many years? 40 years. I can imagine that they had no idea how long their journey would be to the promised land, how long it would take at that time. They didn't know. They had no idea. They were still yet to cross the Jordan River. They were extremely exhausted and still living in fears and uncertainty. However, God spoke to Joshua and the people to be strong and courageous, especially in time of fears. Joshua 1:9 says, God says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I believe being courageous is more than just being strong. Being strong is just enough for yourself to sustain, not being weak, right? On the other hand, being courageous is when you see other people and in your given situation, you dare practicing God's love for others. I believe our media team, our worship team, they are so courageous. I'm not saying you have to be a hero, but you can be creative to help others in need in your own way and with your gift and ability. But the most important thing is your availability. In my pastoral letter dated Friday, March 20th, I wrote this as the conclusion. Let us turn this hard and unusual time into an opportunity to pray more, encourage more, and connect more with one another by using our church's photo directory and for other people in this nation and around the world. My sisters and brothers in Christ, my friends, and everyone who is worshiping with us this morning, every day, things are rapidly changing. We are feeling like we are walking on thin ice. And we are indeed. We fear that we might drown, not knowing what's going to happen next. But remember the three things I have shared with you this morning. Be strong. Do not be afraid. Be courageous. Because the Lord is your God and your good shepherd who would be with you always. I'd like to close my sermon with Apostle Paul's encouraging words in a time of trials. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Join me together. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.